Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Okay, so M Live does this a lot in the summer, and we like to piggyback off it. They are putting together a list of the best inland lakes in Michigan. They write, for our list, we're looking for your favorite inland lake to swim, fish, float, boat, or paddle. The only caveats are that it has to be a lake that is accessible to the public, no private association lakes, and no Great Lakes. Hence, the inland lake. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm an up north guy. I'm a big up north guy. Love going up north. I'm not as much boat guy. We have on occasion gotten a pontoon and tooled around.
Running one. And
yep. I'm a golf course, bike trail, hiking, dive bar kind of guy up north. Those are the things I like to do. I'll go to the beach too, but the family. But I'm not, we're not really, we're not that big into boating. And when we do it, we have fun, but and never to the point where like, we got to buy a boat. You bought a boat.
I deserved it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But this shows my ignorance because what I'm going to say is either going to be, it's either going to be accepted as fact or immediately blown out of the water. When I saw this, I'm like, they're putting together a list of best inland lakes in Michigan. So isn't Torch far and away number one and everything else battling for number two? Well, now I'll duck for cover because I'm sure the people have their favorites. But, I mean, all I ever hear about for the lake people is Torch, 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 Torch.
Well, have you been on Torch Lake?
I've been on Torch Lake a couple of times.
It is crystal clear. It's beautiful.
It's unbelievable. It's like being in the Caribbean.
Yes. I will give you another lake that you've been on, and I'm curious what your thought is. Walloon Lake.
I like it. It's fine. It wasn't, I mean, Torch was happening. Torch was, you know?
Torch is happening.
Torch had a lot going on.
I think they've got this, there's a sandbar in Torch. Well, Torch Lake is massive.
It is massive.
It is massive. One of these, you know, northwest to southeast lakes that is just absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm.
And Walloon Lake is different, but it's great in a different way.
It depends what you're looking for, though, because I imagine if you're a fisherman, you're probably not into Torch Lake.
Probably not. I don't
probably
know.
Not. I mean, maybe it's got some great spots, but.
But your limited knowledge gives you Torch, and Torch is a great one to have because yeah. I think it's probably number one on a lot of people's lists if you're going for the inland lakes in the state of Michigan, which one is on top, and that could be there. I will offer up another one.
Okay.
Because I've been at Torch Lake, and Torch Lake is absolutely fantastic. Here's a lake I haven't been on, but I've driven past to the point where we actually stopped, got out of the car, walked up to the shore, and took a look at it because it's unbelievable. And it's Crystal Lake. Crystal, and there's probably a ton of Crystal Lakes because it's just a common name to have for a lake. But Crystal Lake up by Arcadia is fantastic in Benzie County. And actually, they only list two different Crystal Lakes in the state. But this one, yeah.
Is there another one down near Kalamazoo?
Hillsdale County, yeah. So this one's up by Arcadia, Michigan. Over kind of like by Bear Lake, if you will.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
The Crystal Mountain Resort that you get if you go skiing there.
It's the little town there that everybody goes on and on about. Maybe I'm wrong. Glen Arbor. That's not Glen Arbor. Okay.
No,
I'm looking at this now. It's not that close to Glen Arbor.
But Crystal Lake is gorgeous.
It's pretty cool, huh?
It is. It's every bit as blue and vibrant as Torch Lake, but it's like right next to Lake Michigan. It's amazing. So that would be the only one I would offer as an alternative to Torch.
Well,
but it's tough because Torch is so great. But I know there are other, like, I haven't been on many lakes in my life. Or I keep my boat on Cass Lake, and Cass Lake is great for what I want to do.
Right. Well, it depends on what you like, right? All we have ever done, ever, when it comes to boating, really, as a family, is rented a pontoon. And I feel like what I would be looking for is a bit of a destination. So like a beach or a sandbar, mm-hmm. and something that's family friendly. They're not all family friendly. But I also like the inland waterways, like if there's a river that connects lakes, you can kind of cruise yep. down that river. There's like a chain of lakes out north of Ann Arbor, and up north it's
you got the Crooked Lake, and
that whole thing's connected to Burt.
Yep,
and that can be really fun. Actually, goes all the way through. You can get all the way to Lake Huron
Lake or something like that.
Yeah, you can get all the way to Lake Huron if you want. But it helps to have like either maybe like a bar or a restaurant you like going to.
And Torch has that. Everybody likes to go across the lake and go to that one bar in the south side of it.
Yep. I've been there twice.
No, I hear you. I mean, you know, I talked for years about what the reason I wanted to get a pontoon boat is I just wanted to have a party barge. I'm not looking to break any speed records. I just want somewhere to take a boat out onto and kind of, you know, just put it in low, let it kind of putts around the lake while I'm enjoying a beverage with my friends and just, you know, listening to music. That's really all I want to do. When I go on the lake, I like to go out in the middle of the lake when I take my boat out. I'll turn the boat off and just listen to music, and we'll hang out and we'll drift wherever we drift, and occasionally have to restart the boat and move around a little bit. But that's just what I like to do.
Look, I mean, there's obviously a million different reasons to like a lake.
Yeah.
And, well, probably not a million. There's probably like 12, but it depends what you're looking for. 248-539-9797, James in White Lake. Hi, James.
Hey, man. How you doing?
We're good, James.
Great show.
Thank you.
Great show. Thanks for taking my call. But yeah, I just want to give you guys a heads up. If you didn't know already, Doug, I know you said you're a little naive, but
yes.
Traverse City Torch Lake is one of the best lakes in the country for the last like 8 years.
What?
And it's actually, Michigan has two lakes that are the top five or top 10 in the country. And that one is Torch Lake. The other one is Clearwater. Or I think it's Clearwater, one of the Clearwaters. But nonetheless, you are competing for second. When you're at Torch, nobody can say otherwise if they haven't been to Torch. It's like too perfect.
Well,
that's Caribbean water.
I don't want to get carried away. But when I saw that M Live is doing this best inland lakes thing, mm-hmm. I'm like, well, it's Torch. Right, I mean, is this what are we doing here? But if you're going to have a top 10, first of all, I'm naive, so I'm willing to accept other opinions from people who are boating enthusiasts that could tell me no, it's not Torch, it's really Higgins, or you know, the hidden gem is whatever.
Well, that's the thing though, but people love what they go to. So like Higgins Lake or Burt Lake are two big destination lakes that mm-hmm. people like to go to. They have cottages up there and. You know, they'll haul their boat up there and go out into those lakes. I mean, yeah. But if you've been to Torch, you know. If you've been to Crystal, you know. Those are two different lakes that it's amazing the clarity of the water when you go there. That's really what's striking about it and how deep you can go and you can still see to the bottom.
So we're looking at this M Live thing they're putting together, the best of Michigan. They do it every summer and it's always kind of fun to look at. But one of the things they are doing is best inland lake. And my first reaction as a non-boat guy or non-lake guy is, well, it's Torch Lake and everything else fighting for second. But, I mean, that's like saying, you know, who's the best team in the majors? And your Uncle Steve, who never pays attention to baseball, goes, well, it's the Yankees, right? And everybody else is fighting for second.
Right.
You know, just because that's the name they've heard of and what everybody talks about. But is Torch Lake like the Yankees of lakes?
It's better.
It always delivers.
It does always deliver. Yep. That's the thing.
Anyway, 248-539-9797. Jack is in Wixom, and he's next. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Jack.
Crystal Lake, I've spent about most of my life on that lake. I go up several times in the summer. I've even ice fished it. You can pull a boat up into Beulah, walk into town. The fishing is amazing. I mean, you can catch salmon out of there, trout, smallmouth,
really?
Largemouth, you name it.
It's a bigger lake than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's like, I would say it's about like two-thirds the size of Torch Lake with the same clarity. I mean, you can see easily 20, 25, 30 feet down.
Technically, it's about half the size, actually, but they're both really good size. Like Torch Lake is, I think, 18,000 square acres,
yeah.
And this one's, and Crystal Lake is like 9,000, almost 10,000.
And, you know, what's awesome, too, is I go up in the fall, too. You know, Lake Michigan is a 10-minute drive from Crystal Lake and from our cottage. And we also do the salmon fishing on the river, on the Betsy River.
Yeah. It's a great area.
I don't know. Crystal Lake, man, fishing, sandbars. It's not as crowded as Torch Lake, but obviously Torch Lake is bigger. I have been on Torch Lake. But I would stick Crystal Lake as a solid number two, even though in my heart I want to say Crystal Lake is number one.
I thought you were going to. That's how you called up and you spent a minute and a half making an argument for Crystal Lake, and then you made
it
number two.
I know, but, you know, I guess you want to look at, you know, you talked about, you know, what was in town, the fishing, the sandbars, beautiful sandbars, too. But it's identical, but half the size, basically.
Hey, thanks, Jack. You have a good day, okay?
Thanks. You too, man.
You know today's National Eat What You Want Day, right?
No, I guess.
Yeah. Were you going to ask what he was going to eat?
He sounded like he might have the munchies.
He sounded like he might be ready to just destroy
kill a bag of Funyuns.
Shipment of, of cheese popcorn.
248-539-9797.
The other distinction between Crystal Lake and Torch Lake, Torch Lake is a really thin strip of a lake, but it goes forever.
Yep.
Crystal Lake is more like an oval shape, if you will.
Let's go to Austin and Taylor. You're next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Austin.
Hey, love the show, guys.
Thanks.
Love hearing you guys. Yeah. So I go to a lake probably about 2.5, maybe 3 hours away from the downriver area called Higgins Lake.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous lake, man. I've been going there since I was a little kid. Obviously, I'm pretty young. I'm only 22, but I've been around to like Torch Lake and Crystal Lake, and I mean it's crystal clear blue water and great boating, and they got the both state parks on each side of the lake, and it's a blast, man. Sandbars, they got a whole island sitting in the center of the lake. It's pretty awesome.
Have you ever been to Torch?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Do you like Higgins better than Torch?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe it's a little bit personal bias because I grew up on Higgins, but I think Higgins, with the amount of people that go there and like, cause you know, a lot of the lakes, especially in the summertime with COVID and everything, all the lakes have been extremely packed when you go up.
Yeah.
And I think Higgins gives you that easier access to the water and just, I guess it's just in my personal view, I think Torch is a little bit harder to get on cause there's more, you know, private areas on Torch than there is on Higgins.
Okay.
So I guess it's just all personal opinion, but Higgins is really like, I don't feel like it gets recommended enough in my honest opinion.
Kind of why we brought the topic up, to be honest with you here, Austin, because, you know, the summer's coming. It's a cool little list that they're putting together. I knew there'd be some people that didn't think that Torch was number one. I mentioned that we did something we've kind of never done. We had planned a vacation with another family last summer. We were going to go down south and rented a house and all that, and then COVID hit. And so, you know, the week came and went, and we were like, well, we're not doing that. But we could travel, and we all quarantined, got tested, and went to our place up north, which was about a million times cheaper.
Yeah.
So, but we'd all budgeted for this kind of more expensive trip. So we're like, okay, well, we've got this budget. Let's maybe do some things we'd never do. So we went over one day over to Charlevoix and rented.
It's another great, awesome lake.
Great lake.
Like Charlevoix. I was going to say Great Lake, but that's not one of the Great Lakes.
It's not one of the Great Lakes. You're right. We rented jet
skis.
There's
no seeing homes.
We did 4 hours on three different jets. Did we get three or four? Whatever it was. But there was kind of expense that we would maybe get one as a family and take turns. And we're like, nope. Budgeted for a trip down south, we're getting four jet skis. and buzzed around Lake Charlevoix for 4 hours. And got into Charlevoix, and I think it's Round Lake is the one that's right there where the
Round Lake is close to there, yeah.
Yep. So I mean it was a ton of fun, and that's a pretty busy lake.
Yeah, and Lake Charlevoix is a very busy lake. One of the cool things about it is that it's got that channel that goes right out to Lake Michigan.
Yep. Now I don't think we could take the jet skis out that far.
Probably not.
We could go into Round Lake. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Roy and Romulus. You're next. Hi, Roy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Roy.
Hey, I'm putting my vote in for Higgins Lake. I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but it's rated the sixth most beautiful lake in the world by National Geographic.
Really?
Yep.
It's up towards the middle of up north, if you will. Big lake.
Like the last caller just said, it's got some amazing features. I've been on Torch Lake, too, and, Torch Lake is nice. They're both absolutely crystal clear, but what makes Higgins more beautiful, in my opinion, is, it's shallow and sand bottom, so there's no seaweed or anything like that, so the water is like a beautiful turquoise all the way around the lake. You can walk out probably a good 300 yards before it falls off. To the deep part, and it turns just, absolute crystal blue, so it looks like you're in the Caribbean. I don't know if you guys have been there or not, but, man, I'll tell you what, you got to put it on your bucket list, because you'll never see anything like it.
I haven't been on Higgins Lake, but the mass appeal to getting onto a lake is to having a sandy bottom.
Yep.
And not have to worry about the muck that you're sinking into.
Filth like and muck?
Filth and muck.
Yeah.
Tremendous amount of filth and muck. You should see my shoes. it makes all the difference, right? I mean, because you don't want to get out of the boat and put your feet down, then you start to sink into like this muddy crap, the man-made lakes that have that. It's sand bottom is huge.
Best inland lake in Michigan, it's Torch Lake by far, guys. It's the best. Any other answer is wrong. Mullet Lake is one of the best. Great fishing and boating, unnamed texter. Another one, Higgins won the best of the lakes in the Free Press last year, unnamed texter. Another one here, Torch Lake is amazing. We go every year, but I think an argument can be made. It's a little too big and choppy. Not the same intimate feel some inland lakes have in northern Michigan. It's from an unnamed texter. Kurt at Work says, simply cannot beat Torch or Higgins. Crystal clear, spring fed. Unnamed texter, Torch is nice, but Black Lake is my favorite. So up north, over on the east side, I went to a wedding that was held at a place in Black Lake, a cabin in Black Lake, and I played the golf course a couple times.
At the UAW course?
It's really nice. Really nice.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.